في هذا المسجد كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم، أستغفر الله. No one suffered what Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered. And he suffered from his own tribe, his own people, and he suffered from the unbelievers. This is the way they tortured him and abused him. On the other side, we cannot say he suffered, but we can say he is a perfect, the perfect man that Allah created, the perfect human being. He also did not take any moment of relaxation, of rest in his life without continuous worshipness day and night. Where he said, La rahata fi din, there is no rest in religion. You cannot rest. How you can rest? If someone will tell you, I will give you this island, small island, it's a resort, but you have to do your best for me, to work for me all my life, and I will give you that. So what you do? Worth an island and a resort worth millions and millions. So what you do? You work for that person or not? Huh? Yes. You work or not?
Yes.
Yeah. That's correct. You work. You don't say, oh, I'm tired. At that time, you don't say, I am tired. Yeah? No. Why you said, I'm tired? He said, all of them tired, hungry. How you know? Ask them.
We're not tired. We're tired?
No.
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 Yeah.
You're hungry?
Yeah.
So, you see? Why you spoke on their behalf? So that's the problem. People, they don't see themselves. They see others outward. They don't look inward. When you said that, it's good. This is teaching. When you said that, it shows that you are not, you are the one that you don't want to do it, so you blame it on the other. So you cannot refuse if someone will come and tell you, Ali, I'm giving you that island, or I am giving you that car, new car, but you have to keep up all night for 30 days. What you do? $50,000 car. Huh? 30 nights, day and night, not sleep. What you do? He will drink coffee, said, and he will be awake. No tired, as he said just now, he's tired. They are tired, not him. For sure, there is no doubt about it. So everyone, for his own benefit, there is no more doubt of to work hard in order to get what he likes to get. Someone offering you a high position, but you have to work for me. I'm giving you authority to act on my behalf, but you have to work for me. What you do? He's a king. What you do? You are happy with that post. You do your best day and night. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beside he was tortured physically from his tribes and the unbelievers and idol worshippers, he went, dedicated his life for his Lord. Not sleeping. Sayyidina Aisha said that he, from standing and praying day and night, his feet were swollen. حتى تورمت قدماه. His feet were swollen, and she asked him, يا رسول الله قد غفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. Why you are still, Allah forgave you from whatever before and after. He's not going to ask you anything. Why you are worshipping? His feet were swollen. He didn't say no. Inheritors of Prophet, their feet will get swollen. You understand? Or I repeat. You understood what I meant? Inheritors of Prophet, their feet become swollen from worshipness day and night, and they are inheritors. They have to be, that will be reflecting from Prophet on them. That's why you see Awliya Allah, their feet are swollen. Look at Mawlana Sheikh Nazim and see. So you try your best in order that you be dedicated, you dedicate your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, struggling in dunya, struggling for akhirah, both of them. Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridaka matloobi, ya Rabbi, I'm not wanting your dunya, I don't want your akhirah, I don't want paradise, I want you. You are my aim. Anta maqsoodi. And I want you to be satisfied with me. That's what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So people for sure who are having that blood of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically, or they have that light in them spiritually, they face problem. This problem compared to problem of Prophet is a drop of an ocean. But people cannot accept it. They struggle for it. Instead of they submit, alhamdulillah that this happened, they struggle and they found a problem in their face, they encounter a problem, but it's good that it didn't go further than that, it stopped at that. Might be if this issue that you are struggling with now, if you want to overcome it and make sure that you want to reconciliate your problem with the other parties, you might endanger yourself in any kind of accident that might happen to you because of this event or this thing that you want to overcome or struggle. Leave it. Al-khayru fi ma waqa', as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The best is what happened today. If two people are fighting and they split, they separate, it's better. Because you don't know if they want to keep fighting, one might kill the other. No, it's better, leave and go. Might be if you keep coming to meet with each other, you might be on the road making an accident and you die. Alhamdulillah, what happened, happened. Relax, submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is we cannot submit because we say, oh, it's humiliating. If I submit and say, okay, I'm forgiving him or I'm forgiving her, you think you are humiliating yourself. If you don't humiliate yourself, you will never reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine presence. You cannot go to Allah arrogant, proud of yourself. You have to be, to go humble. When you act humbly, Allah will give you reward. Allah will send you better. Allah will send you better. فَمَنْ أَصْلَحَ وَفَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Who forgive and make peace, Allah, from Allah he get reward directly. You don't want to take revenge with your hand. Forgive, Allah will give you more. So struggling is very difficult for us because that anger within us, it makes us rebellious. It will never let you to overcome yourself. Why awliyaullah they get, what they do extra, awliyaullah, what they do extra? They pray, you pray. They fast, you fast. They make zikr, you make zikr. Is that? What they make extra? Whatever extra they make, you make the same. Because they give you what you have to do. They are doing what you are doing. But they went into seclusion to purify themselves from the rawasib nafs, the sediments of the self, the residues, these bad characteristics of the self. They purify themselves. They clean themselves from these bad characteristics. That's why they enter maqam al-ihsan. So as soon as you are throwing the bad characteristic in you, you will step first step in maqam al-ihsan. When you step first step, they will open that veil for you. They begin one veil after the another. So, but our problems is that we cannot do that like what they do. Because we don't want to progress. They face a lot of obstacles in purifying themselves. You don't fast? You fast. They fast? Yes, they fast. You pray? They pray. You eat? They eat double. See, sometimes they are big. You don't see awliya Allah, they are some of them big. They like to joke, no problem. You marry, they marry. You have children, they have children. You pray at night, they pray at night. So what they do more? They entered maqam al-ihsan. Because all this, what they are doing, are obligations. They have to do it. But what they don't necessary to do is the voluntary worshipness. They do voluntary worshipness. We don't do. That's the problem. We don't do. What is voluntary worshipness? They help people. They reach people. They connect with people. They feel with the people. They share with people. They eat with people. They give advice to people. They override their egos. But for us, our ego is overriding, is riding us. They ride their egos. They make their egos under them. Nafsuka matiyatuka. Yourself is your ride. You are the ride of the self. No, you make yourself the horse, not you. Now shaitan is riding, ego is riding on us. That is the big difference. And when they know all these, they throw all these bad characteristics, Allah opened for them the state of love. That's as the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the holy hadith, the authentic, very authentic holy hadith, like revelation, that as long as my servant approaches me, I will love him. When I love him, I will be his ears that he can hear with, I will be his eyes he can see with, I will be his hand that he can feel with, I'll be his tongue that he can speak with, I'll be his leg that he can walk with. Allah will give through love. We have love to Allah? No, we have love to dunya. Awliya Allah, they have love to Allah. The dunya run after them. We run after dunya. That is the differences. All these differences are behaviors, not obligation, not physical worshipness. This is your obligation, you have to worship. But the other are something that taste. You have to, when you enter into a diplomatic status, they teach you etiquette, good manners, how to eat, how to drink, how to speak, how to laugh, how to smile, how to walk. These are manners. Although they are still good manners. They never say to you in politics, hurt someone by a speech. They write their speeches very diplomatically in order not to hurt anyone's feelings. But we are hurting each other's feelings. So that is a big difference. Maghrib is approaching. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah protect us, and for sake of our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for sake of Awliya Allah, for sake of Ramadan, forgive. Forgive to the one who harmed you. U'fu amman asa'a ilayk. Forgive the one that has harmed you through reputation, harmed you through word, harmed you through something that he did and he was not supposed to do. Forgive. Allah will forgive you and give you more. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmat al-Fatiha. No need to complain. If something happened to every one of us and it's hard, you might cry, but it will all pass over, it will move forward. You move forward. Allah will give you better. May Allah forgive us.
Ameen.
Fatiha. Allah. So people are free until the Maghrib. What time Maghrib?